Podcast 90, The Road to Emmaus. The Gospel passage for today's sermon is Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. Today's Gospel narrative follows on quite naturally from last week's scripture, the story of Jesus' post-resurrection appearance to Thomas. Like Thomas, The Road to Emmaus is a story of doubt and despair, and an unexpected encounter with Jesus. The Gospels contain a range of accounts of Jesus' appearances after his resurrection, but this particular account only occurs in the Gospel of Luke. Emmaus was quite close to Jerusalem, about 11 kilometers away in a northwest direction, and two of the disciples were traveling there from Jerusalem after Jesus' resurrection on Sunday. One of these disciples is named Cleopas, but we don't know who the other disciple was. The walk would have taken them about 2 to 3 hours. It was not a long way to Emmaus, and the road was good. It was the main road built by the Romans from the coast of Judea to Jerusalem, and there were no bandits or thieves hanging around it, unlike the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. Today, the town of Emmaus has two basilica churches commemorating this event. One of these churches is built on the remains of a church originally built in the 4th century AD, and that church is built on the remains of a 1st century house, so this seems to be the most likely location for these events. However, as is usually the case in the Holy Land, there are several other sites that claim to be the biblical village of Emmaus. The mood of these two disciples could have been characterized by words all beginning with the same letter. If this were an episode of Sesame Street, it would have been brought to you by the letter D. Disappointment, doubt, disillusionment, defeat, discouragement, despair. All of these words sum up how Cleopas and his companion were feeling as they trudged up the road toward Emmaus. They had left the downhearted and confused band of disciples, who were afraid and bewildered over what had happened to Jesus on Good Friday. The two men, as they travelled along, were also sad and disillusioned, even though they had heard the story of the women and disciples who had found the empty tomb. What was with their hope? Not that Jesus would be the Saviour of the world. No, their hope was that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. In other words, these disciples were still holding on to Palm Sunday's nationalistic fervour that saw Jesus as the one who would liberate Israel from the Roman invaders and restore them as a sovereign nation once again. No wonder Jesus said to them in verse 25, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken." But this was a consistent theme with the disciples. Even in Acts 2, verse 6, after Jesus has risen, the disciples meet together and ask Jesus, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" Jesus' answer is a gentle rebuke. It's not for them to know. In fact, the restoration of the nation of Israel is 1,915 years later. 1948 is the year that marks the restoration of the sovereign nation of Israel. God's timing is always perfect. So as the two men walk along the road to Emmaus, a stranger joins them. This was going to be the most significant walk of their whole lives. The stranger asked them what they were discussing, and so they poured out their story to someone who seemed to be willing to listen. Isn't that a great picture? Jesus walking along the road with his despondent and confused disciples, sharing their troubles. Suddenly, this 2,000-year-old story is brought into the present. When disappointment, doubt, disillusionment, defeat, discouragement, depression, and despair fill our lives, Jesus is the unseen stranger walking alongside us, listening to us. And if we are willing to hear his voice, revealing himself to us. As Cleopas and his friend talked about the cross, their bewilderment and sorrow, Jesus reassured them and helped them. How did he do it? He pointed them to what God says in the Bible. Luke tells us, Jesus explained to them what was said about himself in all the scriptures, beginning with the books of Moses and the writings of all the prophets. Jesus must have given these Emmaus travellers the best ever lesson on the Old Testament, reminding them how sin came into the world through the disobedience of Adam and Eve, and how the prophets foreshadowed a Saviour who would be obedient even to the point of death. When disillusionment and defeat dominate our lives, Jesus walks with us, just as he walked with the two men on the road to Emmaus. He points us to God's word of promise in the Bible that tells us again that we are God's dearly loved children and that he will stand by us through thick and thin. He turns our despair into hope. The two disciples asked the stranger to stop with them for the night, and at the evening meal, he took the bread and said the blessing, and then he broke the bread and gave it to them. Suddenly, their eyes were opened, and it dawned on them who the stranger was. It was their master, raised from the dead. Jesus himself had ministered to them in their sadness and grief. Now they knew why a change came over them as they walked on the road. They knew why their despondent hearts had been changed to hearts filled with hope and renewed faith. Jesus had revealed himself to them in his word and then through the sacrament of breaking bread. I can imagine Cleopas and his friends standing in amazement, perhaps embracing each other in joy, saying, "Wasn't it like a fire burning in us when he talked to us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" Their world had come back together. They had experienced something of the grace of God. Because of his love for his despondent disciples, graciously, Jesus came and met them on the road to Emmaus. Graciously, he cleared away the fog of confusion. He showed to them the heart of God and his plan of salvation. And finally, he revealed himself to them. He was alive, risen from the dead. At the moment the stranger reveals who he is by breaking bread, he vanishes from their sight. But he has not gone. He is still visible to those who have the eyes of faith. The road to Emmaus is a powerful symbol of the Christian life. This story is about ordinary despair and ordinary Monday morning drudgery. It is a story about meeting a stranger, hearing his words of comfort, sitting down at table and sharing a meal. This story is about the meaning of Easter for us. It enables us to see the risen Lord who gives hope and joy when all we see is disappointment, discouragement, and despair. It enables us to see the world not as a place of death and defeat, but as a place where God's hope is present, waiting to be revealed to us. May you encounter Jesus, perhaps unexpectedly, as you live your life this week, as you continue to walk in hope and faith with him into all that your walk of faith holds for you.